From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Iran nuclear negotiations approach another deadline. The high-level diplomatic efforts to finally seal a comprehensive international agreement on Iran's nuclear program continues on several fronts, with one day left before their newest and perhaps final self-imposed deadline. The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, said the two sides are on the verge of an agreement, but he also spoke about what has been seen as the biggest remaining issue to reaching a deal, saying Russia does favor Iran's push to get a UN arms embargo lifted. Western officials have said they opposed ending the embargo and that the issue should not be part of these negotiations. The basic outline of an agreement would lift economic sanctions against Iran in exchange for limiting that country's nuclear activity. One Western diplomat said late Tuesday that the negotiations are not open-ended and had been extended for the final time. However, Iran's chief negotiator, the deputy foreign minister, said the process would continue as long as it is necessary. Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is meeting Thursday with finance ministry officials a day after the debt-racked nation asked its European neighbors for a new three-year bailout. Mr. Tsipras and his aides are working to finalize a reform plan before a Friday deadline. The prime minister couched his bailout request with a pledge to immediately implement tax and pension reforms. Creditors are expected to deliver a verdict on the bailout request after a summit of the 28 European Union members on Sunday. If that's not granted, Athens will likely have to exit the 19-nation euro currency bloc. This is VOA News. Chinese stocks fluctuated widely Thursday, but ended with big gains after Beijing announced a series of new measures to calm a three-week slide. Shanghai closed up nearly 5.8% after having fallen nearly 3.5% shortly after the trading began. It was the index's biggest one-day gain since 2009. Hong Kong also dove after the opening bell before recovering to at nearly 4% near closing. Investors elsewhere in the region followed China's lead, with stocks ending up in positive territory in Tokyo, Seoul, and Sydney. The UN Refugee Agency says the number of refugees fleeing conflict in Syria for the first time has topped 4 million, making Syria the world's biggest refugee crisis in a generation. With no solution to the conflict in sight, the UNHCR says it expects the number of refugees to exceed 4.5 million by the end of the year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In June, more than 24,000 Syrians fled to Turkey, which already is the world's biggest refugee hosting country. Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, and Egypt are hosting most of the rest. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards tells VOA conditions for the refugees in the host countries are worsening.
If you look at the various countries that these populations are in, 86% of the refugees in Jordan living outside camps are below the poverty line. 55% in Lebanon are living in substandard shelter. There's a huge and growing funding crunch.
Edwards says many refugees see no prospect of returning home in the near future, and this is driving larger numbers toward Europe and farther afield. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. National Security Advisor has harshly criticized South Sudan on the anniversary of its independence, saying President Salva Kiir and the former vice president, rebel leader Riek Machar, are directly responsible for the country's return to war. Susan Rice, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said in a statement Thursday that in contrast to the joy that accompanied South Sudan's independence in 2011, the situation in South Sudan today breaks my heart, she said. She said over the past 19 months, the South Sudanese government has abdicated its responsibilities, failed to protect its citizens, and squandered its legitimacy as violence has returned amid political conflict. Rice said the United States continues to support South Sudan's regional partners who are trying to help forge an end to the nation's violent conflict. I'm Ira Melman, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.